Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's happening with the Red Sox, with Sam Kennedy, with Craig Breslow, with Alex Cora, is a state of organizational dysfunction. And I think that there's this, I heard last night after I reported this piece and it went out, about an interview with the Red Sox were trying to recruit a new person for their baseball operations department. And during this interview process, the entire interview was conducted with an AI bot where you would record the answers to the questions and then the Red Sox would then evaluate them. And this wasn't just one round. It wasn't just two rounds. It was 5 rounds of interviews where this person did not talk to another person in the Red Sox organization.
What would you say you do here?
Look, I'm all for defending my guy, Craig Breslow.
Yeah, let's hear it now.
Apparently, I'm the Breslow guy.
Wow.
This one I can't really defend.
We were making fun of Zoom meetings and Zoom press conferences. That's nothing. That is nothing compared to AI interviews. Let's talk to a robot for a while, 5 times, to see if I can get this job.
All right, by the way, at what point is that on the person being interviewed? Like, at what point is it like, hey, guys, he took the bait on the first one. He's a kind of questionable candidate. And then they're like, he took 5 of these?
No, I think,
like, at what point? At what point did the interviewee fail the test where they're like, this guy's still taking our AI interview?
How desperate am I for the job? Very desperate. Yeah. I think I probably walk away from the second one.
Exactly.
The first one, I think maybe it's a test. And yeah, like, wow, these guys are really using technology. They're really advanced at this company.
Right, when you get another email and it's like, hey, we want you to do another round here, you go,
what?
Maybe this isn't for me.
Can I see a person? They're like, we can't have you come in because of COVID. It's like, that COVID? Like, we can't, you're not going to see you face to face. Like, all right, that's fine. Do you have like a Zoom link?
Mm-hmm.
No, we're not doing that. We will send you a link, but it's just to a robot. And then you have to record your answers in. And then it's going to decide whether or not you're qualified for the job?
Yep.
That's way too much.
Nope.
Although it's pretty fitting because we keep saying how Craig Breslow is just an emotionless robot who uses these giant words and everything is synthesizing data.
Yeah.
Well,
look.
Who better to synthesize the data than the robots?
Thank you. I can't defend that level of decision making.
Yeah.
What I can defend is Breslow, Crochet, Narvaez, Chapman, even Wilson, like, I don't know, if this is the output of all of the awkward interpersonal relationships, I'm going to be able to look past it. Okay, so he pissed off a potential candidate who, by the way, didn't get the job and maybe has an axe to grind. Oh, by the way, Jun Lee, it's me, Alex Cora. Oh, by the way, when I fed you all the information for your story and Buster Olney, too, by the way, did I tell you this one? I think I forgot to tell you this one. Oh, by the way.
Bots.
And so, look,
do you think Jun Lee's the Seth Wickersham of the Red Sox? Wickersham always had all those Patriot stories that people would read, and there's a lot of details in. Jun Lee digging in there on the Sox?
He's had good stuff, so I don't want to besmirch it.
No.
I also do think he's an interesting one because he was kind of out of the media for a while. He said
he's at Yahoo now.
Well, when he was laid off, the story ran at Yahoo. I'm not actually sure if he's a full time Yahoo employee or if that was freelance. I don't know.
Okay.
But he was at ESPN. He got laid off. You can go to his Twitter timeline and see this. He got laid off, and you know he had non competes and things like this. He was out of it. So
got it.
I wonder if he's just kind of emptying the bucket.
Like going rogue.
Here's everything I learned in the last year and a half, and I am emptying the bucket, or if he's the new Wickersham. I wouldn't rule out either.
He seems to be pretty tied in with this because that was another new detail. Because reading the story yesterday, or I guess reading it 2 days ago and talking about it yesterday, the one that ran in Yahoo, it was a lot of kind of going over details that we had heard, but then there were a few new ones. Like there was a few, like the Christian Campbell one was obviously new, and then Breslow firing the guy that stayed too late on the Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
Those were new nuggets.
Yep.
That was something.
Yep.
Then he pops on TV yesterday and tells us this story, and you're like, oh my God, what place would use robots to conduct interviews?
This is a good question by the text line. Were they actually sure it was an AI bot and not Breslow himself responding?
Fair point.
It might have just been Breslow.
Fair point.
This guy's like, they're interviewing me with AI. Turns out it was Breslow all along.
Craig's like, it was me. He's like, I just had my camera off. It was me the whole time, guys. It's my voice.
It's my voice, guys.
Like, yeah, it's confusing. So I thought that would be pretty unique. I was like, oh, that's going to be, who else is doing that? Turns out, Jones, I was doing some talking around here.
Yeah?
I think we use the same thing at WEEI.
We...
That's what I've heard. Yes.
We have
I was talking to Ken.
An AI bot doing the interviewing here at WEEI.
They call it WEEAI.
Oh, that's a good
which
name.
Which is kind of wild to me. But some of these young prospects that, you know, come in here, they want to work at WEEI. We have a lot of different roles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They go through a similar process, and we actually have it.
We
Would
have.
Like, yeah, we these are some of the sample questions that they ask.
We have WEEAI, yeah. Some of the questions yeah. they asked to yeah. get hired. He, like, you know, College Tom.
College Tom probably went through this. They didn't tell us.
The young pups
are like,
going
a test?
Through it.
I don't want to, like, you know, I don't want to expose it. But
all right, well, let's hear some
of it.
Let's hear some of the questions.
Why do you want to work at WEEI?
Okay.
Oh.
Pretty straightforward. Why do you want to work at WEEI?
Oh, yeah.
So then you must record your answer.
Yeah.
And then hope that it likes it.
I love Boston Sports,
yep, yep.
Legacy Station, wonderful history.
I work too hard. I care too much.
Yeah.
I love the Red Sox.
Yeah.
I remember my first game at Fenway. These things.
Yeah, I love the Weiner line. You can hit him with some of that.
The big O.
Yeah, yeah,
yep,
yeah.
That kind of thing.
Hit him with that. Yeah, great. Okay, yep, good.
Do you have previous radio experience?
That's important. Although maybe it's not. You know, you'd be like, listen, I, you know, podcasting's a thing. Maybe you're a writer. Maybe you want to work for WEEI.com.
Oh, you're saying WEEAI's got to think a little more outside the box.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's
okay.
Fine. But yeah, radio experience, that's a typical question yeah. one would get asked. Mm-hmm. You had lots of radio experience when
yes.
you got here.
Yeah.
I had lots of radio experience. Billy and Nick.
Standard.
Makes sense. Okay.
What do you think about Ted Johnson?
Let's go!
What?
Okay, well, I mean, I like Ted.
He works here. Good guy.
Good teammate. Good football player. Sure.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. That's kind of strange.
How would you describe yourself?
Alpha male. Jackhammer. That one's always weird because you don't want to put yourself over too much.
No, you don't want to talk about yourself too much.
Yeah.
But yeah, you don't want to highlight any weaknesses for sure.
Yeah.
But you got to give them a little something. Like you said, work too hard.
I work really hard.
Care too much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
Like Michael Scott, my weaknesses are actually strengths.
That's a good answer. I like that.
Oh, so there's a little feedback, too.
Okay, so not just...
Oh, I like that.
Okay, does that mean they didn't like the first couple answers? I don't know.
No, they were pretty quiet on that.
Okay.
All right.
Did you know that Ted Johnson won 3 Super Bowls and had 757 career tackles?
What?
Who programmed this thing?
I knew about the Super Bowls.
I definitely knew about the Super Bowls.
I couldn't have...
The specific amount of tackles?
I did not have the number of tackles.
Okay.
No, I didn't have that.
I don't know his neck size.
Weird.
Would you be willing to work weekends and holidays?
Okay. Sounds like we're progressing nicely, though, if they're already asking about our availability.
Yeah, but weekends
are not bad.
Weekends and holidays, I'm a soft yes on that.
Yeah.
I'm going to need, let's talk compensation.
Early on, I only worked holidays and weekends. For years, I think that was my only
shift. Yeah, that's a good point. If you're breaking into radio.
If you're a young
gun. You have to work those days.
Oh, you have. That's
okay.
Very demanding.
Yikes. All right. Fair
okay.
enough.
It's more demanding than Ken.
Ted Johnson is actually in better shape now than when he was a player in the NFL.
What?
Well,
okay,
I mean,
that's fine. I mean, he looks like he is in great shape.
What's the question?
I don't.
What's the question?
Feels like we're missing something.
Okay,
in there.
Guys, just interjecting its opinion.
I love Ted Johnson.
Okay, well, we're gathering.
Right.
He's a model.
Are you
employee.
Proficient in Microsoft Word and Microsoft Excel?
Sure.
My resume 1,000% says that.
It's
I don't
on
know,
there.
I don't know how good I am at any of those things, but it's there.
Who
Ted
is,
Johnson is?
Who is? Fine. Who isn't proficient in?
I'm good
Word.
At Word.
Microsoft
I'm real
Word?
Good at Word. Excel.
It's just typing. Excel's a wild. It's no.
Most people like me just use Excel to be organized.
Yeah, I, just
I don't
put
know.
It in there.
I don't know the combination.
Oh, the equations and stuff.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now. That's on my resume. How proficient am I? I'm not really even.
Yeah,
I'm not confident.
It covers Microsoft Office.
Yeah.
Not just Word.
Word.
And Excel,
I got Word
Outlook,
down cold.
Got it.
I'm like
Outlook. I got down cold.
I can do emails.
Excel. I gotta work my way through that.
Hopefully, that's just never tested.
Yeah, right.
It's on every resume. It's like you're proficient.
I'm not a numbers guy. What do you want from me? Yeah. Okay.
Ted Johnson and I once split an entire steak and cheese sub with onions and peppers.
What the hell?
Obsessed.
It eats. There's no way it eats.
Well, maybe Ted ate most of it.
Okay.
Maybe you watch Ted eat.
I guess.
There's got to be a...
seems very strange.
An area
Ted
for that
ate
online.
It all.
Ted ate it all. Okay.
If you were stranded on a deserted island, what three movies would you bring? I'd bring Three Games to Glory, Three Games to Glory 2, and Three Games to Glory 3. Okay.
What?
What would you bring? That's a real
Scream?
Question in the interview. Oh, Scream.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Nice.
And Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1. What about you?
I'd bring Hotel Transylvania 1, 2, and 4.
Oh, wow.
I'd skip 3.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Kick that one out.
Yeah,
no, room
yeah,
for 3.
That one. I'd take 3.
Sam was not even in 4.
Oh, that's a good point. I did learn that. Yeah, 1, 2, and 3. Yeah, all right. Well, 1, 2, and 3. You got
Adam
really
Jones
good.
Doesn't like comic book movies.
No, that's true.
Okay.
I don't.
It's on that.
I don't know how that's relevant in this interview, but right. I do. That's true.
Bigfoot claims he once saw Ted Johnson.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. This seems a little much. This is. It's mostly
what's my,
focused.
What's my salary?
It's like, come on.
What happened at the popcorn stand in Goffstown?
Oh, no, well, that's very specific
now,
to me.
Now that's an important very question. To me. They're doing a lot of digging into your background.
I don't even remember. I don't even remember.
That's not a. That's not. If I'm looking to hire Keith, that's not a satisfactory answer. I don't remember.
I don't recall.
I don't like
your
that.
Your Honor.
I don't like that.
Tell is us, it Rich.
Okay? Oh, it's going twice now?
I'm sorry. What was it doing?
You got a glitch.
Dueling.
Is it okay if I try to take over the world?
Wait. Well, no, I don't like that.
Don't.
How do you respond to that? Because then you're thinking, is this a test or is this the only thing that's going to hear me right now?
Don't talk over me.
All right, yeah. How would you answer that in an interview setting? I'd be like, well, yeah.
Yeah, probably you
yeah,
could.
What are your benefits?
I would think you have a good chance.
You're taking over the world.
How long do I have to wait to get health insurance?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
what's your bonus structure?
Okay.
When can you start?
Oh, that's good.
Right away.
It seems like that's pretty positive.
Yeah, I'm available. I can start whenever you need.
I'd be thrown.
We don't offer health insurance.
Okay, well, it's not the first time I've taken a job in radio without insurance.
Because the boss don't need it.
Yeah, yeah, okay, good.
Boss don't. I didn't think they ate either, so I was a little confused by
they
that.
Like to watch you eat. It turns out.
It's
start,
not bad.
We can start right away.
Yeah,
that's a
whenever you're ready.
There's no benefits actually.
There's a few glitches to WEAI.
WEAI,
but
think
overall,
it's gonna work its kinks out.
But it's a good. A good,
I don't know,
proprietary bit of information we have, or software we have here. Yeah,
I feel like Ken's not going to, you know, waste his time with every single candidate, right? So he probably uses this. Then the ones that kind of
you
Ken
gotta
gets to
weed
talk to
out
him.
A bunch of the candidates.
Yeah.
It's like when you look at resume back in the day.
Sure,
you look at a bunch of resumes and you're really just crossing out what you can. Like, oh, you don't have college experience. Yeah. Oh, you don't have any previous radio experience.
Yeah,
oh,
good.
Okay, fine. Bye. See
we'll get back to you.
Yeah, you can't start in 2 weeks.
Fine. We'll definitely keep you under consideration.
Come on.
Yeah,
come on.
Like, do you want me to leave my resume? No, you can take it. Never a good sign. No. You can take it. I have more copies. I have a lot more copies of this.
WEAI's
we'll call you.
Yeah, okay.
Scary.
All right. Fine.
It's kind of scary.
Probably already knows all your information.
I think it has a pretty good sense.
Probably has a good amount of...
Did you know that Ted Johnson won 3 Super Bowls and had 757 career tackles?
No. We heard that.
Yeah, I didn't know the. I mean, I know the first part.
What happens if you fact check it in real time? You're like, are you sure?
No, I think it would.
That's
no.
Probably,
I
that's
think
probably it, a good I, way to not get hired.
We know everything about you, Adam.
Everything.
Okay.
They know everything about Keith too, including what happened in Goffstown at the popcorn.
I don't know
stand.
What happened to the popcorn stand.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a good. I think that's a good bit. That's going to give us a leg up. I think in the future.
I think so.
Of radio,
it's going to weed out the bad candidates and only kind of. Prop up the good ones.
It is in love with Ted. I didn't realize it had. One of the things that's scary about AI is getting kind of the human emotions.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've seen enough of these movies.
And it turns out that it's got
your ex machina, your companion. Yeah.
Ted is the best.
It's got quite an affinity for Ted, which I just didn't see coming.
Your Megan 2.0, all these kinds of movies. Yeah.
Robots, they
get emotions. It's
Megan 2.0 looks horrible, I'll say it.
It does.
Well,
it's a little campy.
I mean, look.
Camp.
Look, we can only rip Craig Breslow and the Red Sox so much when we're doing the same thing at EEI.
Right.
So, yeah.
That's true.
I guess we should check ourselves out.
You're going to embrace the times, right? Technology is taking over.
I just need to know if do you type my answer in or do I have to say my answer?
I think it's like a talk to text thing. I think you say it, but
that could be a mess.
It's recorded. Yeah, you get the words wrong. Forget it. It could be a real disaster.
Yeah, it never picks up the cursing on my talk to text. Yeah. Although you probably don't want to be doing that in an interview setting. A lot of duck.
Like, I'm not talking about ducks at any point.
Probably getting thrown out right then and there. We got Would You Rathers on a Would You Rather Wednesday coming up about 15 minutes from now. In the meantime, let's knock out some phone calls. 617-779-7937. Rick's in Pawtucket. Hello, Rick.
Yes.
Hello? Rick? Hello?
Hey. Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay. When can you start?
You ready, Rick?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Go ahead. You're up.
All right. So what if you were in Dever's place? Let's say you were on a radio station that was kind of fumbling and a couple guys left, and then you were signed to these million-dollar contracts, multi-million. I mean, it's a fantasy. And then they were like, no, we got this national guy. He's going to be 10 o'clock, and we're going to put you at night. And then the first 19 nights at night, you go along with it, but you strike out 15 times. But you eventually get it. You're killing it. And then they're like, well, actually, you know, we had this guy in the afternoon, and he was going to do rugby, and we don't really have a backup. We're going to move you to the afternoon to do that.
Yeah.
Do you think this is
Rick,
like
are you talking about my resume? Are you literally talking about me and Jones's resume?
I think you're talking to the wrong two people.
You're talking about
this.
A guy that was on afternoons, then to middays, then to nights, then back to middays? What an outrageous analogy. You know, yeah, that was me, and I did it. I'm still here.
But, yeah, but you know what I mean? You
no, I do. I know exactly what you mean. It's been my life for years.
You highlighted
literally
something that Rich has done.
Rick, yeah,
right. Thanks for the call.
Right.
That's not a good analogy.
I literally did that.
Yeah.
I mean, minus the millions of dollars.
No.
Without, that would have made it even easier.
Without the millions of dollars. No, I think we've both been pretty amenable to adjusting our work schedules.
If you're trying to do the take a look at, put yourself in Dever's shoes, like, again, I think sports job analogies versus real-world job analogies are very apples and oranges. But if you want to play it out, like, yeah, okay, I get being upset in the moment, but then you go about it. You go about your job. And especially in the case of Dever's, he was still hitting second in the order. He was still doing the main thing that he did, right? He was a third baseman, but he was known for being a hitter. He was still hitting second in the lineup, making $30 million. That's it.
Look, take most people out of it, like everyday workers. Take our schedules out of it. Other baseball players on this team this season. Like, how many guys have done that? How many guys do it? They asked him to DH. He acted like that was a big problem. They were cutting his work in half. Then they asked him to go back to a position he used to play and field ground balls there, and he wouldn't do it.
Right.
So, like...
No, I mean, it's not even
on top of comparable. Maybe playing first base, which now he's going to do with the Giants. Why do you think he's willing to do it with the Giants and not here? Okay? Because he made it personal. He was being a giant baby about it. And guys do it routinely. And it doesn't matter who they are. Otani's a bit different. But Otani pitches, hits, plays the field. In the past, he's played the outfield. Like, he'll do all those things. Aaron Judge moves from right field to center field. Does it no problem. Those are your MVPs in their respective leagues. This guy can't even get top 10 MVP votes, and he acts like he's Otani or Judge.
Yeah.
And if he actually wanted to act like those two, he'd move around and be better for the team. But he's not. So I don't think that analogy worked out well.
I thought he was making a joke
about me.
You thought it was like an
actual next level Keith joke.
I thought it kind of was, but he was like, no, he's like, no. He's like, no, but you know what I mean. I'm like, yeah, I know all
like,
too well what
I
you
feel
mean.
I feel every bit of that.
I know exactly what you mean.
David's in L.A. Hello, David.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Good morning.
Morning.
So I'm a Springfield native, but a Los Angeles transplant out here, and I'm raising my kids right, just so you know. I'm in the middle of Fakerville, but they're wearing Celtic stuff.
Nice.
Listen, I'm wondering, my 25-year-old son has a theory here, and I'm wondering how you guys feel about it. Are the Red Sox doing this stuff? I know they have to dump the salary, and I know that Dever's was the problem in the clubhouse, but are they perhaps getting a bunch of minor leaguers together to maybe at the trade deadline make a run at somebody like Paul Skenes? I'm casting my mind back to Pedro after he won the World the Cy Young, and they got him from the Expos. I mean, I don't know, but what do you guys think about that? Is there any
David? No, I don't think they're getting Paul Skenes.
David, no offense to you and your 25-year-old son. I
don't think they're getting Skenes.
I don't think they're – people do this all the time. Oh, the Bruins traded Brad Marchand. Do you think they'll get him back?
No.
Oh, the Red Sox traded John Lester. You think he'll come back?
No.
Oh, they just got all these prospects, all, quote unquote.
No, not really.
They got an underwhelming return for Dever's. Can they use those pieces to turn around and get Paul Skenes? No.
So I would think if you want to go like the best case scenario, it would be this offseason, they're all in on Pete Alonso and my guy Kyle Tucker. One or if not both. because you just freed up $300 million. You reportedly were interested in Juan Soto for a ton of money. So you should be at the top of the line for those guys. I don't see you're getting schemes.
I also, let's say they make a trade for a pitcher. They could have done that without these guys they got in return. They have plenty of prospects in their system. They could move Abreu or Duran independent of they didn't move Devers so that they could make another move to upgrade their team. Now, they might try to justify it by throwing money at Tucker or Alonso or somebody like that, but no. And if they want to figure out a way to get Paul Skenes, you got to give them Anthony and Meyer and stuff like that. You're not going to get him for as high as I am on Harrison and some of the other people you got, Mr. Tibbs. Like, I don't think you're going to turn around and get Paul Skenes for that.
Springfield native, but a Los Angeles transplant out here, and I'm raising my kids right.
Sick brag, bro.
W-E-E-A-I all over it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just ready to throw that back at you in the interview.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for
Would You Rather Wednesday.
Would you rather Juan Soto or Would you rather have a pet monkey or a mini pig? Would you rather be a werewolf or a vampire?
On Jones and Keefe.
Would You Rather Wednesday. Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. Visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. You can listen on the Odyssey app, Audacy. Get it on your phone, free, easy. You can use the rewind feature to listen to the hiring practices here at WEEAI. Ken popped in and said all he heard during that last segment is Jones is now available to work weekends. Which now, AI bot has gotten me into hot water.
Uh-huh.
But you can use the rewind feature to listen there on the Odyssey app. What do we have today, Billy, for Would You Rathers?
Would you rather have John Henry, Sam Kennedy, and Craig Breslow, or Charlie Jacobs, Cam Neely, Don Sweeney running your team?
Easy. Henry, Kennedy, Breslow.
Yeah, well, that's because you're a big Breslow guy.
Well, that's true, but also, you know, and I guess you can take...
More days in first place?
You can take Breslow out of it if you want, because he hasn't won anything here yet. He's only been here a year and a half.
Henry is...
As much as you hate Henry and Kennedy... Right. They've won four different times. I agree with Sam to a degree. I wouldn't be puffing my chest about it.
No, never.
Unprompted like he did the other day.
Never works in your favor, even though it is true.
The NHL put out a graphic today of all the cup winners in the last 50 years. The Bruins are on there once, and Jacobs has been the owner basically the whole time. So, no, I don't I'm not telling you Red Sox ownership is great, but now I'm choosing between them or the Bruins.
No, they're both kind of down right now. Bruins much more so. I mean, and they don't have the track record to fall back on, which is like you and I and fans can sort of point to. Like when any of them do it, it comes across bad, right? When Cam's saying Don Sweeney's record as a GM is better than all, like the winning percentage is so high, and you're like, well, he's never won a cup as a GM,
right?
And all he's doing is firing coaches, and you guys just missed the playoffs. And so the Red Sox, even though they haven't made the playoffs since 2021, that's a longer gap, but you feel like, As frustrated as a lot of fans are right now, them turning it around feels a little bit more likely than even the Bruins do.
Yeah, and so I totally agree with that. I'd also say, and they've expanded the playoff format in baseball too, it's way easier to make the playoffs in hockey. Half the league makes the playoffs there. And
for
so
sure.
I just, making the playoffs is
Raycroft
not...
Raycroft thinks they're making it next year.
It's not all that great of an accomplishment when all you do is sneak in and lose to teams not named the Toronto Maple Leafs. That's really not much of an accomplishment. So I'm not telling you it's a great group. Henry, Kennedy, and Breslow. It's not, but I'll take that over the Bruins for sure. What else?
Would you rather hang out with Craig Breslow or Rafael Devers?
All right, this one is pretty easy.
I think the answer is Devers.
The answer is Devers.
I speak a little Spanish.
Who do I want to hang out with?
Okay, so I don't know how. Yeah.
That's question. I'm going to do a lot of nodding.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd much rather hang out with Rafi Devers than Breslau.
Not a great teammate, though. He may not pay for any of your beers, despite the fact that he's making $30 million a year.
But he is a human.
He's a human person.
I watched, me and you, Kiefer, the only two who actually watched it. But I watched The Clubhouse on Netflix, and him and his wife trying to be like cool and relaxed, drinking wine.
Oh my God.
In their apartment after they put the kids to bed.
This is what humans would do.
Was not.
This is how we fool them.
That does not look like a fun thing to do. At least no.
Just synthesizing the data.
At least Rafael Devers is probably fun.
I bet he is.
He's
yeah.
probably selfish.
As
but
long
he's
as you
fun.
Don't lie to him. Don't lie to him. Don't cross him.
Make sure you communicate well, which, yeah. again, I'm not strong in Spanish.
That's
but
just a rule in life, though.
That's going to be an issue.
It's a life rule.
Yeah.
Would a translator be there? Again, I speak a little Spanish. I took like 5 years of it.
What if you're using your phone to translate? Now we're back to the Craig Breslau situation where you're just talking to a robot.
When can you start?
Yeah, right. Then we're back to that guy.
That's not great.
No, that's tougher, but I think, yeah,
look,
I don't know.
I'm a Breslau guy. The answer is Devers. The answer on
the
this
answer
one
is Devers.
Look, I have to be fair. The answer on this one is Devers. I don't really think it's that
close. He did when they were at the dinner that they joked about Brian Baio paying for. Didn't Devers order like really expensive wines and stuff?
So he also showed up late and didn't look like he was really interacting with many of his teammates, which it was all very on brand.
It'd be a tough hang, I think, either way.
Okay. Well,
I'd be pretty uncomfortable either way.
Okay, fine.
But Devers is the answer.
But it's very similar to the Red Sox and Bruins. It's like, all right, neither option's great, but you got to pick one now.
Yeah.
The answer's Devers. What else?
Would you rather have free burritos for a year or free pizza for a year?
Okay.
So the guy yesterday in Kiefer Madness won free burritos for a year. Then you read the fine print, and it was a burrito all week, and it was just cheese and beans?
I was going to say, cheese burrito for 1 week. I get whatever I want on my burrito or whatever I want on my pizza for a year?
Correct.
Want some pizza!
Burrito.
I love a burrito.
I think it's burrito.
Yeah, but like pizza, you're feeding your whole family.
Yeah, but that's not for them. This is what I rather. Would you rather have
you're
free burritos for a
situation.
Year?
You're selfish. You're being really selfish. But if you get a pizza.
I'm like sneaking my own little meal here away from my family.
So I love.
I would rather have a.
Din.
Say it again.
It's pre dinner din.
Thank you. I would rather have burritos. Now it's going to be harder to go a full year without at the end of the
pizza
year.
Pizza's special because it's the only thing that tastes like pizza.
Bread. That's true.
Sauce, meat, cheese. What isn't that we eat?
Can't argue with any of that.
I would agree with that guy.
So
is that
I think
Craig Breslau.
So I love burrito. I love both.
Yeah,
I love both.
Uh huh.
I think
this is the opposite of the last two questions. Two great options
at the end of the year. Uh-huh. And I should actually keep track of this because I'm such a frugal fanny. I think I spend more money on pizza than burritos for the year. So if I can
sick
get
Craig, bro.
So if I can get one of them for free, it would be that one, the one that I spend more money on.
No, I definitely spend more. We get pizza more often as a family because that's what the 7-year-old eats.
How often do you eat burritos?
I mean, if it was just up to me, all the time.
Like, no, but how often do you?
Currently?
Yeah.
Never.
Oh, I eat one.
Greg, bro.
I had one yesterday. I eat one probably at least once a week.
As a single man, pre-cat, I used to eat burritos all the time. I was like a go-to choice of mine. But now it's like, I don't know. Like,
you get
what
more bang for your buck, though, with the pizzas.
What are we making as a family? We usually make tacos. I like a burrito over that, but whatever. End of the
get
day.
Get some big soft shells and wrap them up. And then it's basically like a burrito.
So what's your answer?
Pizza.
It's a money saver.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, pizza.
Well, that is a frugal fanny way of going.
And then I take those savings and I buy burritos.
I might miss pizza more at the end of the year, but I'm going to enjoy the burrito more.
You don't have to
more.
Not have pizza. You just get one of them for free.
Well, that's a good point.
You can still eat them both.
Definitely burritos.
My thing is, so yesterday it was a bean and cheese burrito.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we stuck with like just a cheese pizza.
No. No, no. You can get
whatever you want.
Get meat lovers.
Whatever I want.
Get pepperoni lovers.
Yeah, so for instance, what are you getting? What are you getting on your pizza?
Buffalo chicken.
Oh, buffalo
that's
chicken
my favorite.
Nice.
Yeah, buffalo chicken pizza is my favorite pizza.
I like a nice buffalo chicken.
Yeah, yeah. I love buffalo chicken on anything. It could be in a sneaker. I'd eat a buffalo chicken.
Sick brag, bro.
It's true.
What are you doing for I like a carnitas for a steak for a burrito.
No, chicken.
Chicken?
I eat a lot of chicken.
I don't not eat chicken.
I eat exclusively chicken.
I don't love the steak. I like a little carnitas. That's the way to go for
I'll tell you what my order is for those curious.
Yeah.
I go, because I had it yesterday, I'll go brown rice, black beans, chicken, hot salsa, cheese.
This sounds
lettuce.
Like a very specific Chipotle order is
yep.
what this sounds like.
Okay. 100%.
Got it. Wait a minute. Brown
rice, black beans.
White rice, pinto beans.
No, oh
already
God.
So wrong.
It's your differences, guys. Is yeah, you
it is. That's a good point.
A polar opposite.
You're going chicken. I'm going carnitas. What'd you say? Hot sauce.
Hot. The hottest salsa you have.
I usually go pretty
turn
hot.
Turn it
well.
Up.
I want my head to sweat.
Turn it up. Yeah, I say. Yeah.
Okay.
They're like this is. We have one kind.
Guac,
sir.
Sour cream, cheese, veggies.
Well, no. Boom, guac's done. Extra money, so no.
You don't get guac.
Nope.
You are cheating yourself.
I need charge extra for the fajita veggies too, which I throw on there.
Oh, I don't always get those. Those are extra.
I don't know. I'm not too sure.
Dang.
I don't hesitate, though.
Okay. Guac, you won't pay for the guac. You got to spring for the guac.
Nope, not me.
What's the point of living?
Not me.
What's the point of living if you're not paying for the
guac? I
want
to save it. I want to be able to give my kids that 50 cents when I die.
College.
Yeah, I got to put my kids through college.
Every time guac I don't order up. Guac, it goes 50 cents goes right in their 401k.
Oh, speaking of me being cheap, I just got blown away. So my daughter's birthday is coming up. Oh, and my boy. Wife just said,
you saw dollar signs in your eyes. You're like, great.
No, so
another year older. What am I on the hook for this
year? We didn't get you a gift.
Damn, no. Bounce house.
No, so actually, we've done a ton of bounce houses. And no, so my wife's like, can you pay for the cake? She's like, I ordered the cake and we're going to pick it up or whatever next week. Can you pay for it? How much do you think the birthday cake is for my daughter?
$50.
No.
More?
It's more than that.
Oh, so she got like a fancy.
70,
a,
oh, 75.
I think, like, is it a themed cake?
Yeah, 75 yeah.
Trolls.
Bucks.
Trolls.
Oh, that's
it's got $200 billion.
Hundo?
It's under that. It's $90. So I just texted my wife. I said, hopefully there's $70 inside of the cake.
Hopefully it's three cakes.
When we cut it open,
three birthdays.
There better be a $50 bill.
I owe you.
And a 20. And I'll be like, all right, now it's fine. It's better be the greatest freaking cake of all time.
I bet it's going to be good.
I don't know.
Trolls cake?
Nice. It's a trolls cake. She's all about trolls right now.
Yeah, good movie.
Singing
chocolate
all the songs.
Cake, marble cake. What are we working with here?
Good question, Bill. It is, I'll get you that exact info.
Dollar cake.
It's not even that big. It's a 6-inch cake? What the hell is that?
6 inches. 6 inches is
it's
huge.
Wild. I'm not going to be able to fit in the car on the way home. I don't know. I don't even know what kind of cake it is.
Whatever, get back to us.
I'm just going to be disappointed because of how expensive it is.
Okay.
Anyway.
So your answer was pizza?
Yeah, pizza.
Mine's burrito. What else?
Let me find my spot. All right, here we go. Would you rather get interviewed by a robot for a job or interview a robot for a job?
All right, so now I'm in control. Now I get to ask the robot the questions?
I want to be interviewed by the robot. The experience we just had.
You don't want to ask the robot questions?
Well, maybe, but
you could go all different directions.
Now I'm worried about the robot going for my job.
True. Now I'm going to train this robot?
Right. I don't like what that suggests. Like the robot's now coming for my job. I don't like that.
But I feel like I'm in a position
I want to be interviewed
power?
By the robot.
Now, joke's maybe, on you. I'm still in control.
True. I think if you're being interviewed by the robot, you have a lot of questions about like the whole company you're working for, hence the Red Sox. If you're interviewing the robot, that is sort of like it's borrowed time. Like I'm on borrowed time. Like why am I interviewing the robot?
Aren't
what am I supposed to get out of this?
Yeah, aren't we all though? Yeah. But yeah. I think interviewer... Yeah. There's not really that much power. If a robot can perform this task for 5 rounds,
yeah.
Which again, at some point is on the interviewee.
Uh-huh.
How many times are you going to do that before you push away?
Uh-huh.
But yeah, if a robot's already performing that, that's not that valuable.
No.
I want to be getting interviewed by the robot. Maybe I'm going places. If I'm interviewing the robot,
yeah.
It's probably just taking my job.
Speaking of, I'm looking at the YouTube chat right now, Jones.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure these guys can be replaced by AI bots.
Art?
Careful what you wish for,
yeah,
YouTube
seriously.
Chat. Careful what you wish for.
It's not that far away.
No, it isn't.
From the old hot take bot. That's true.
Yeah. Okay. Don't love that.
So that's anyway. Would you rather Wednesday, every Wednesday,
pretty good.
Here on Jones and Keith. You think...
I don't know.
You think the AI is coming up with bits like that?
I doubt it.
I don't think so.
I doubt it very much.
You think they can do a Mount Rushmore Monday? I not me.
No.
Not me.
Top 5 Friday?
Grab bag, maybe.
Probably
grab I can
bag.
Make that happen. 617-779-7937.
I mean, I think it almost definitely could do the top 5. It could come up with a top
easily,
5 list.
Yeah, oh, no, it could rip a top 5 for you.
It could do top 5 Friday, no problem.
That's so smart.
Damn it. 617-779-7937. You can dial us up there. We'll talk to Dave Fleming, the voice of the Giants at high noon. We'll get his thoughts on what the Red Sox are getting in return, because I am curious about that. Plus, Brad Marchand, Cup winner. What's it mean for his legacy? We'll get to it next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month.
Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hawks head down towards the empty net. Reinhardt with his fourth. Unbelievable. The Panthers begin to celebrate.
How much of that did you watch last night, Keith?
Not much.
The game, the festivities, post-game interview with Marchand.
Some of the game, none of the festivities.
You didn't stick around for Marchand with the cup?
No.
You didn't stick around for Marchand post-game with Jackie Redmond?
Was he going to call for my job again? No. I don't need to watch
this
that.
This was for you, Keith! Yeah.
In your face!
In your
face! You
saw
the job!
You never believed I could do this!
That's not true. My,
You thought I was washed!
Nope, that's
I heard Courtney say that. You thought I was washed?
Bastardized.
How do you still have a job?
I know, Marshy and WEEAI asking the same questions.
That's very true.
No, it felt inevitable, like the way the series was going, and then the way that game was going. I was like, all right, I'm good here. Well, I'll go watch the Red Sox get two hits.
The cool thing about the Panthers scoring all those goals, you couldn't even tell when they had Skinner in there or not. You're like, it's easy. It's so easy for them to score either way. There could be a goalie in there. It could be an empty net. Didn't even make any difference.
No.
So Marchand does not get the Conn Smythe. He does get his second cup.
He must have finished second, right?
Did they tabulate that? I didn't even stick around to find that out.
Sometimes that comes out. They don't, like, announce it. But, like, we found out after the fact. I think Ray Allen, for example, was second in 08 for, like, finals MVP. And, like, so sometimes it comes out. I just would assume he was second.
Bennett was the favorite. He won.
Yeah.
Reinhardt
may have closed.
Well, I was going to say, Marchand was two going into it.
Yeah.
You know, Reinhardt, Verhaeghe, that whole group. But Marchand wins the second cup. I did stick around for it. I was annoyed. I heard what the Panthers did. I mean, Barkov got the first twirl with the cup last night. And then they let all the first-time winners after that go. So the captain got it first. Then they let all the first-time winners, newcomers to the team go. But I'm sitting there going, how long until they let Marchand skate around with this thing? I, like you, was trying to flip back to the Red Sox. In the meantime, he did interview with Jackie Redmond on TNT. I think he was the first player they actually talked to, I think. Don't hold me to that, but I believe he was.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked him at one point, which is a questionable thing to ask. The guy just won the cup, for God's sakes. She's like, you're going to be back next year?
Yeah, that's always weird.
It is weird. Like, I want to know, but that might be more of like the guy's on the ice waiting to hold the cup. Maybe save that for like the post-game scrum.
Yeah.
But
maybe mix in a quick, how do you feel first?
But
and
he
then
did,
get to the, will you be back?
He did hit her with a, what?
Yeah.
Like, oh, what? Huh? What?
Yeah, huh? Wait
like,
a second.
I'm not going to say no right now, but I'm going to the highest bidder. And I think there are going to be high bidders, and I wouldn't blame him one bit for holding out for that contract. The Bruins wouldn't give it to him. And I thought all along he was right to ask for it. Bruins wouldn't give it to him. So you want to talk about holding a grudge, which I know he has against you.
He sure does.
But he was like, no, well then I'm going to force my way to the Panthers. You want to trade me to the Kings or somebody like that? Nope, not happening. I'm using my no-movement clause. Trade me to the Panthers. I'll win again. I'll get paid in the offseason. F you.
Yeah, it couldn't have worked out any better for him because he picked where he was going to go, right? Like, he was going back and forth with Sweeney and the Bruins all season long, couldn't get a deal done, and then he forced his way to Florida. So, you know, as a Bruins fan, just know he wanted to go to your rival. He wanted to go to
he wanted to stick it to you.
He wanted to stick it to you. He absolutely did.
You specifically.
Me specifically. Me first, then everybody else.
But Sweeney, Neely, Jacobs.
All on the list.
The fans. Like, he wanted to stick it to all of you.
Yeah, and he did.
And he did.
And he absolutely did. I was surprised. I thought he was higher. He actually was sixth on the team in points for the playoffs. I think it's because of last night's, you know, Reinhardt.
I think he finished with 20 points in 23 games, 10 and 10,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, 10 goals, which was third on the team, and then 10 assists. So, yeah, he had – it couldn't have worked out any better. Obviously winning the cup, but then playing as well as he did going into free agency. So I think he'll probably have the option to stay with Florida. There was that report that came out that said they'd like to have him back, but they can't pay him a lot. So same issue with
– he's going to the highest bidder.
Although – Rafael Devers wouldn't play another position until he changed teams, would Marchand take a little bit less than he thought he would with the Bruins to do it with the Panthers because they just won?
Maybe.
If like he's more likely to play for $5 million there than he is here.
1,000%. He's more likely to take a discount to try and win another cup with Florida than to come back here.
What do you think the market will be for him?
High. What did he want? He wanted $7 million. I forget what we said at the time. $7 million? No. The Bruins were offering him 6.3. He wanted seven, right?
They were doing over like $500,000.
No, they were doing the cutesy.
Yeah.
6.3 will offer you 6.3.
Yeah, yeah.
And he wanted seven and they wouldn't do it.
Somebody will probably give him seven.
At least.
Cap's going up.
He's playing well.
He is 37, though. He is 37. And he hates radio hosts. So, like, you gotta factor that in.
Okay, you ready for some numbers on Marchand?
Yeah,
this will get
numbers.
Into his legacy. Because I argued before he even won a cup in Florida.
Oh.
I considered him a greater Bruin than Bergeron. And I still feel that way. I feel like he's a better player than Bergeron even more now that he went elsewhere and won.
He never won any Selkies.
But he got Selke votes. He got a lot of heart votes. He got Selke votes.
Bergeron got a ton of Selke votes. In fact, the most votes.
He did. But what would you rather get? Heart votes or Selke votes?
Probably heart votes.
Okay,
How many Lady Bings?
I don't know. I think Bergeron...
Marchand, dirty player.
Wasn't getting any of those.
What's the opposite of the Lady Bings?
I was looking
is
at
the Brad Marchand?
I believe Bergeron was top 10 in heart votes once. Won a bunch of Selkies, though. Great. Marchand was a good two-way player, too. He got Selke votes all the time, but actually got MVP votes. Unlike Bergeron outside of one season.
Are you saying a better career or better Bruin?
Well, I'm sorry. I already thought he was a better Bruin just when he was here is what I meant to say. But now that he's gone, left and won with Florida, I don't even think it's a debate.
Okay.
158 career points in the playoffs. That's the second most for any player since he made his NHL debut in 2009-10.
Yep.
Only three players in history have more 10-plus point postseasons than Marchand. Their names are Gretzky, Messier, and Béliveau. His 66 playoff goals since he entered the league, second most by any player. He has 16 game-winning goals in the playoffs. That's the most in that stretch. He won his cup in 11. He won another cup now. You can go on and on down the list. I mean, he's closing in on 1,000 points for his career.
Bergeron won a Clancy. That didn't do it for you?
No.
Did it get you going?
They were both.
He did get a lot of Bing votes,
they were both captains of the Bruins that wildly underachieved. Bergeron's team's failed. Marchand's team this year has failed spectacularly.
I think it's a debate for who is the better Bruin. I think now once you tag on
the whole career,
this whole cup, an extra cup,
okay, fine.
And like a great playoff
I'll
run,
meet you
then,
there.
Then I'll say, okay.
Let's debate just their Bruins tenure. Fine, let's debate that.
Yeah.
You want to get to actual greater career?
Plus, he's not done.
Marchand now, exactly.
Yeah.
Marchand now. He's not looking back.
Because he'll probably tag on another at least, 20 goals? How many goals did he end up with the year? So he had 23 in the regular season.
Low.
So it wasn't a great scoring year. But it's not nothing. And then you're just adding to your overall total. So he's at 424 for goals. So he'll need a couple. If he's going to get to like that 500 number, he's going to need a few more years to go.
But
he might play three more years.
I think he's getting a three-year deal. I don't know if he's averaging 20 a year for that.
Yeah,
but I think he's getting a three-year deal. 617-779-7937. You happy for Marchand? What's his legacy now that he's won a second cup? He's a no-brainer Hockey Hall of Famer. You can discuss there, and we'll discuss what the Red Sox get in return for Rafi Devers and the first game in a Giants uniform for Devers with the voice of the Giants, brother of Will Fleming, Dave Fleming, joins us next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.